community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, you're from Brainworks, Rhianna, is that right?
Yes.
What? Explain to us a little bit about what Brainworks does.
There was a group of us that got set up from CAMHS. We got together and we were talking about mental health in adolescent services and how that works, improvements, things that can make it better, things that make it worse. So we went through with it all. And then we decided we were going to make some videos for it to explain it, like in the waiting rooms on the internet, so people could understand mental health better. That's like people that are suffering from it, and then parents, and then psychiatrists or people that work there. So we are hoping to do like two different videos. It's had a break at the moment, where CAMHS has now changed around. But we're hoping to get back to it, and it will be quite a good thing.
It sounds like a fantastic idea. Who came up with the idea for the video?
It was Chris Scalzo.
Okay, and obviously got a huge understanding of mental...
He was my care coordinator at CAMHS.
Right, so okay.
I was scared of him then.
Oh, well, you were scared of him?
Well, if you're like really young and you have like a care coordinator, you're like, I don't know what they're doing. But no, he's a lovely, lovely guy, and we get along really well.
So, I mean, were you there because you've got psychological problems?
Yeah, I've got quite a few. I'm a bit nutty. So.
No, I wouldn't say nutty. That's not the right word to say, is it? It's just, I think psychological problems is an easy. But they cover a huge range, don't they? From just being depressed to, and there's OCDs in there as well. And everybody, sometime or another, has a psychological problem.
Yeah, I think it's 1 in 3 or 1 in 4.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe it's more than that. Everyone has a bit of anxiety or down periods.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can't exactly say, oh, so-and-so is mentally ill, but there's kind of a spectrum. It's not black and white.
No, so. It isn't. That's right.
Yeah, it's quite difficult. People get diagnoses, but there's people that don't and are suffering as well. So it varies as to what help you get, how severe it is. Yeah, pretty much.
Does it when you have a problem, does it help to talk about the problem and to get the feelings out?
It actually depends on my mood.
Oh, really?
So, depends who I want to talk to. I was with CAMHS, and I live in Ingatestone, and they were literally down the road, which was great. I had a really nice therapist. We got along really well. I talked to her. She really helped. And I had to move out of CAMHS as I grew over like the age, and go to adult services, and that's a completely different situation.
Did you find them a little bit, because obviously your background was with the CAMHS, so did you subconsciously, did you get used to being with them, and then you felt like a fish out of water when you moved on?
Yes, the service is completely different. So I went from, at the beginning, I didn't know about CAMHS, I didn't know about adult mental health services, and the depression, anxiety got really bad. I keep saying and here.
That's all right, don't worry.
But my stepdad had private health insurance. The only place we knew about was the Priory in Chelmsford. So we went there, and I was an inpatient for a while. Came out, found out about CAMHS, got some help from there, then ended up back at the Priory for a bit, and then in Rochford Hospital. So it was a lovely mix of things. Then adult services again now.
Yeah.
But yeah, up and down.
And how are you faring at the moment? You're all good?
No.
No?
You've
still got a couple of problems floating about?
Yeah, quite a few. You have your up and down moments. Have different diagnoses, different psychiatrists, a whole range of interesting stuff going on, really.
Now, there's a lot of... because Celebrity Big Brother's on at the moment, and there's people in there that have got problems, and nobody else is giving them time and the space that they need. All it is, they're doing it constantly, just pick on that person. And it's horrible to watch. It's horrible to watch. It really is.
Personally, I know this might go down wrong with some people, but I think reality TV shows aren't the best of things, because a lot of stuff is just done for people's entertainment.
Yeah, of course it is. And it's wrong to exploit those problems for entertainment. Completely wrong. And I think Ricky Gervais summed this up when he was doing a series of extras. In the last one, he went into the Big Brother house, and there's a great speech. I put it on my Facebook wall. Great speech. Saying that, you know, the freak show has never ended. It's now called Big Brother, and and X Factor and all the rest of it, and they do. They just use people's problems for their entertainment, and that's terrible. That's a terrible thing,
there's
to be honest with.
Shows like that, the Undateables, I find quite difficult. It's just people with different problems.
Yeah,
and it helps other people. They agree to go on the show, but I think it also exploits them as well. So they are struggling.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is for entertainment, and I
yes.
don't think that's fair at all.
No, that's not fair.
They're
not...
really, really nice people.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I've seen that, and some of them are lovely, lovely, lovely people.
Oh, God, they're so lovely.
They are lovely people. And also in the studio with us today, we've got James Wheeler from Fitness in Mind. Morning, James.
Morning.
And we're here to talk about young people's mental health today. So explain to me about Fitness in Mind and exactly what that does.
Fishing?
I do that all the time, I won't worry about it.
Fitness in Mind is an initiative, basically, where we get people that are struggling with their mental well-being more than anything, not necessarily have to be at the top end or bottom end of any sort of spectrum.
Yeah.
And we get them back into physical activity.
Yeah.
By any means necessary. It started off as just based at the Brentford Centre.
Yeah.
As a sort of, kind of like a bit like a social experiment. So we'd get people in, get them socialised, get them exercising. After class, we socialise again, and we start breaking down them barriers like we just discussed around mental health. And then it's grown so quickly.
I can imagine it has. It's a great idea.
Yeah, so the Fitness in Mind UK are kind of starting to expand now. So we're sort of offering these services further out wider. And we're talking to other companies about how they can benefit from attitudes like this.
Yeah.
But going back to sort of what we do to help mental health, it's the fact that any sort of exercise you do, especially kids, they're always exercising. Mm, so there's always that sort of high level of dopamine that's kicking around anyway.
Yeah.
But when you get to a certain age, especially nowadays with computer games, etc., you've got a lot of children that are sedentary. So that's where we're more aware of mental health. It becomes more and more apparent that there is an issue in children. It's not just them asking for attention. So what we do is explain by doing that exercise is good for you. You come in feeling really like crappy as such into any sort of exercise environment. You do your sport against your will.
Yeah.
And then once you're finished, your mood's completely changed.
It does do that.
Prime example is I text, I coach on a Mondays, I coach kickboxing. And I was having a really poor day at work. And I've texted her, I'll be home by 7, I won't be doing the second part of kickboxing, where I train instead of coach. And I stroll in at about 8:30. And she was like, I assume you've done the second part. And I was like, yeah, I didn't feel like doing it. By the time I'd finished coaching, I was up for it, and then I just carried on.
Yeah.
But I really was resenting even going to coaching before I'd stepped in the room.
Yeah.
And I stayed for the whole 2.5 hours.
So do you find, obviously you find that the exercise improves people's mental health as such?
Yeah, definitely. It's the beauty about any sort of physical activity. It just caters for everything. Like even someone who's unable to move, lifting their arms up and down if they're able to, is enough to get the heartbeat going and dopamine kicking in.
Yeah.
So it's just a case of not only will that improve chemically their like mental health at that particular moment in time, we can't say it's a long term. Sadly for Fitness in Mind, there's not been any studies.
Yeah.
We are literally creating the information as we do it.
You're walking a path, aren't you? You're setting the path.
Yeah, we're literally bench setting, which is really hard.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But what we can prove is when you arrive and when you leave, your moods will be completely different.
Yeah, they are.
And normally for the better.
Yeah, I know from myself. You do despise it to start with, and then once you get into it, you start going, oh, it ain't too bad. And at the end of it, you go, oh, I could do another mile here.
Yeah, I've worked in the fitness industry for 12 years, and there's very rarely a time I want to go in the gym or I want to do something, but I always feel great afterwards. There's never been a time where I've like regretted doing the exercise.
So, Rihanna, have you ever gone down the exercise route and tried to improve your mood because of that?
I started at Fitness in Mind. I was there at the beginning.
Okay.
So I was helping there. I became unwell, so I had to stop. But while I was there, like, benefited me a lot. I was helping in the office a bit.
Yeah.
And I'd go to the classes to support people. We had these charts where people filled in, like, their moods at the beginning, and then at the end they did it. And like you were saying, they did improve pretty much the majority. So I was entering it on the computer, and you could see there was a huge difference people's moods.
That's fantastic. Did your mood actually change as well?
It did, but with me, I think it was mostly because I was seeing other people's moods change, and it kind of made me feel better in a way. The classes I found really fun. We did yoga, Pilates, I think they were and the health walk. They were the main three I did. And it was just so interesting to see other people's mood change, and I think I was more focused on that than myself, and that just made me feel better. But yeah, the exercise does make me feel better, but I don't really do it, so I'm lazy.
I'm the same. I'm exactly the same with you there. I totally understand that. There was a very interesting program on last night. It's the, I don't know if you've seen them, it's the In Therapy programs. And they've had a lot of famous people go through this therapy with obviously a therapist. And tonight, last night, it was Callum Best. And Callum Best looks like a very, very level-headed person. Very straight and very direct. And I think he just masks over the top of it. Now, I've got mixed feelings about that program because, first and foremost, I think it's good because it brings psychological and mental health to the forefront of everybody's mind. So, you know, this isn't that thing that you push behind a closed door. Everybody can help by talking to somebody about their problems. And then it's a bad thing because we're going back to what you said a few minutes ago about this exploiting something for entertainment.
Yeah,
so I've got very mixed feelings about it, and I don't know which side of the line I sit on, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You do go, oh, well, it's nice to understand somebody else. You don't know what somebody else is going through. But on the other hand, it's a TV program, and it makes you feel all a bit icky after someone exploiting it. That just doesn't feel right at all.
I think it varies on how it's done, I suppose.
Yeah, it's quite a tasteful program. It's very soft. It's a very soft and gentle program.
Without sort of education, you're never going to destroy stigma. So
yeah.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
You know, yeah, that's right.
People are not aware of these things, so they fear and they sort of tease and they make fun of. But the more you're educated, like,
yeah.
Ironically, there was a conversation I had with a Fitness in Mind employee, and we were talking about stigma, and she basically said, "Well, the world seems to be a better place nowadays," and I just explain, sadly, it hasn't. Our world has changed.
Yeah.
We're educated. We're educated in the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
Everyone's more aware in here, but as soon as you step outside, you're back to the real world as such. And so definitely Fitness in Mind's mission is to extend that sort of influence across the country.
Yeah.
So the education and like what Rihanna's doing with videos, we've also looked into that. We've looked into animation, etc., and just getting awareness, and that's why we've decided to branch into companies and other sort of clusters around and saying, your company can still benefit from this. It's not just sending them down to the gym. Why don't you just put an office space similar to this space and do a half an hour, 45-minute workout for your staff?
Yeah.
And morale and things will shoot up.
Companies do a... my wife's company, she used to work for Universal, and they used to do... they used to get a massager in once every now and again because sitting at a desk all day long for 8 hours, they used to massage your shoulder. And it was like once a month they used to come in and massage, and it was fantastic. It was really, really good. But they didn't do anything after work exercise-wise, which would increase your mood. So you're looking after the muscles,
yeah.
But you're letting the mind just be bored all day long, because that's what it is. I mean, work is boring to everybody.
We briefly spoke to Fords and BT, who already do a similar sort of program. They just obviously want that little bit of extra help in terms of the mental health side of things. So there are companies that actually do exercise classes internally, or they offer free membership to gyms, etc. But I think they need to do a bit more about caring for people's well-being rather than just, here's a class. If you choose to do it, it's up to you.
I think that is very, very good. To be honest with you, if a company starts to do that, very good. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. It's been really, really interesting. And you want to say one other thing?
Yes, sorry. I was just going to say, I think the main thing that needs to be done is that it needs to be taught in schools. Because if people or children know from a young age they can grow up and be more aware, and hopefully the problems can get stopped beforehand.
Yeah, very good.
Also, a lot of things, when Zoe was obviously diagnosed when I was younger, it's all like, oh, teenage problems, oh, it's just their hormones.
Yeah.
It wasn't, obviously, but with some people it is. But if it's explained at school, then people can kind of recognise it earlier and maybe prevent it.
And educating parents as well as
yes,
children.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the education is paramount here, to be honest with you, because it's only ignorance that makes people act differently towards somebody else. There's a famous proverb, don't criticise somebody else until you've walked a mile in their shoes. And it's so right in this situation, so right. You'd never know what's going on behind somebody's face, because we always put the brave face on. Everyone does, don't they? Well, thank you both, Rihanna and James. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a really, really good chat with you. Thanks a lot.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.